Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I am so happy to be back with you today and hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you are tuning in live today or joining us by archive. We have a great show for you. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels. And we're going to be talking about what's happening for all of us during this new cycle. And as always, Elizabeth has great information about what's happening in the stars and what we can expect and how to work with that energy to maximize our best potential this month. And I'm going to share some angel messages too. So get all comfy and ready for the Insight Scoop as we talk about the Gemini cycle. Now, for those of you who are new to the show, Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it is my great pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thanks for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, you are welcome, and thank you for inviting me, and thank you to everyone who's tuning in. Hello. Just kind of feel their wonderful energy joining us live and in the rebroadcast and the archives. You guys always have those as a resource to go back to if you didn't catch something or your schedule doesn't permit it or your boss comes up on you at work. So yes, welcome everybody, and good to see you, Christy. So nice to be here, and I can't believe it. We are in the middle of May already. Now we've already just turned the corner with half of May being over. This year is moving, thankfully, nice and quickly.
Yes, it is chugging along. I can't believe it. And I feel oh, gosh, where did the time go? And we're rounding the corner to, reading the halfway mark of the year, which is incredible. And I'm so excited, as always, for all of your great insight and information for us about this new cycle, which seems like it's going to be a pretty big one. And I know you always have tons of info. Would you like to start us off today?
Well, it would be my pleasure, but only if we have some angel messages coming up.
Absolutely.
Oh, yay. All right, you guys. Well, yes, hope that you're comfortable wherever you are. And yes, the sun is moving into the sign of the twins on Saturday, May 20th. Gemini is a mutable air sign. It is going to be a time thing I want to point out of the box. It's one of our outgoing signs. But Jupiter is also in an air sign as well as the South Node in Aquarius. And sometimes one thing I love about doing your show, Christy, is I get to a little appendix to the videos, because sometimes something gets left out in an edit and I don't get a chance to explain it a little more. So yeah, we have triple air going on this time, and I think I left out the South Node in the video, so we don't want to do that. and if you guys think about, what wind and air represent, we get the wind beneath our wings. I think there's also a nice correlation with angel wings, with things moving quickly in a speedy way. And it's also communication. But Jupiter, the planet of plenty, abundance, et cetera, is going to go direct during this cycle on a very big full moon on June 9th. And there are a lot, everything's moving around, which is, so classic for Gemini. I feel like this is a quintessential Gemini cycle in so many ways. And I want to break that down and kind of get it a little more organized for you. Although it was funny, even preparing all this, I'm like, oh my gosh. And to get grounded. It can be prone to distractions. So you guys are going to have to focus, because that air thing is there's a pretty little butterfly. Oh, my gosh, what's that red little bird? Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, I got to text somebody. And it's funny, but, demanding some focus here. But it is great. It's a sociable sign. So this is, again, more energy for getting out there. For the first half of the cycle, we still have Venus finishing out this amazing transit of Aries. She's been in since February, more or less, you know, little backtrack into Pisces, but for the most part, this is, you know, Venus doesn't stay in a sign, you know, for 4 months usually. She moves, you know, about every 4 weeks. So this only happens every 2 years when she goes retrograde. So we really want to, like, enjoy this Venus in Aries, which I know some people don't like. They like her, you know, in one of the more tactful, calm signs, and she'll move on to Taurus while she's making these nice aspects to everything in air. You know, Aries is fire. You know, we've got the Sun and Mars for the same time in Gemini, and of course the South Node in Aquarius. So we got all that air being fueled, you know, with the fires of Venus in Aries. Of course, Uranus is there and staying there in Leo. We, of course, now have the North Node, and we've had and we'll have Saturn in Sag. So what I think might help people understand about 2017 is it's going to feel, I believe it's going to feel quite a bit different, like a 75% improvement over the Gemini cycle last year, because last year we were building to one of the two 2016 Saturn Neptune squares. We were still in all of that sludge mutable thing that I'm not even going to talk about. But, you know, that thing, if I remember, it was exact on the 17th of June, so the whole cycle we were building into it, and it was just like going deeper into the muck and the mud and the quicksand, but slow quicksand, if that makes sense. And it was just like, you know, we're, that's just not where Gemini wants to be. Gemini wants to be flapping his wings and flitting there and flitting there. And the other night I was out and saw fireflies, you know, and that's, you know, I feel like all that winged energy is Gemini, which is, of course, ruled by Mercury, the winged god, the messenger. So I feel like, you guys, this year is going to feel a lot lighter, a lot happier. It's going to have all that air and fire, you know, to fuel things and to keep us moving and motivated. And those aspects are in wonderful complementary angles to each other. Now, that having been said, Gemini is, of course, the twin. So there's the dark side. No kidding. There's the other one. You guys know Gemini energy well, though. There's always, on the other hand, you know. And so we do, interestingly enough, but I'm kind of, there's a couple ways to look at that. We also unusually have a lot of earth, or enough earth and water in this cycle, which, again, you guys, I'm seeing so much more balance. We have planets not only in cardinal, fixed, and mutable, like we talked about last month, where all three modalities are represented, but we're also getting a nice plethora of the elements. So we have the air and fire things that I talked about. We have Neptune, of course, holding down the water energy, but Mars on the 6th of June, that's a big change date that we'll talk about maybe in the after the angel messages. That's going to be the shifting time, that first week of June, but we have some good stuff coming up before then. But anyways, Mars will go into the water sign of Cancer, so we're going to get more, you know, of the watery inward thing. And on the same day, Venus will move out of Aries finally into Taurus. And Mercury moves out of Taurus, you know, again, this grounded earth energy comes home to Gemini. So it's kind of interesting. On the 6th, we're having this change, and 2 days earlier is when Mars moves, just so I'm precise with you guys. On the 4th, Mars moves into Cancer. On the 6th, it's Venus and Mercury, and those two come to their home signs. And so you may also feel a correspondence of things being where they're supposed to be, or being more in a natural flow of things. And then we build up to that full moon on the 9th. Now, this is going to be, you know, again, I said it's a Gemini thing, and we're going to, I want to explore that after the angel messages, but that will be when we, on the one hand, So Gemini, on the one hand, we have Jupiter turning direct. That's a big plus. Yay! And Libra, yay, more relationship stuff, more positive. I mean, Jupiter's positive financial aspects. And, you know, we love all that. And it's a kind of relationships and justice and, you know, all kinds of, you know, balance, good things, partnerships. You know, that seventh house stuff. So that's a real plus. You know, on the other hand, you know, it is some of that mutable energy because the moon, when it's full, is opposite the sun. So the moon will be in Sagittarius, right next door to Saturn. So we're going to have that Saturn tug going up against the moon, which is never really fun. And of course, Mercury, when it goes into Gemini, it will also collide with Saturn, which is never fun. And we have a, we actually have a Mars while it's in Gemini. We'll get into Saturn, and I'm hoping to, I want you to be able to get to the angel messages, but if you guys don't, you know, get a chance, I'm not trying to plug my videos. I'm still working on some lighting stuff with those, you guys. I explain a little more about that Mars thing, because Mars and Saturn are going to get into it over Memorial Day weekend, and that is a nice aspect. Yeah. I guess I'll do that real quick, and then we'll jump into your things because I really want to hear the angel messages too. I'm excited for them. But so we'll just heads up about Memorial Day, you guys. Early in the day, we have Mercury making a really nice meeting with Neptune, and this is while Mercury is still in Taurus. So we just, you know, the analogy that I saw is like when you go on a nice walk and you're like, oh, we should get out to National Park or whatever we do, you know, as Americans, usually we're out, you know, enjoying the great outdoors. But late that night, on that Sunday night in particular, going into Monday morning, we get this nasty little clash between Mars and Saturn. And those two both are contentious in their own way. Saturn's more like putting on the brakes, like going, you can't go past your limit. Remember, rules, bones, and structure. So, you know, breakage, you know, it, like things can break. And the thing that I saw, this is sort of like either, you know, there's obviously all kinds of manifestations, but one of them could be like you went on that hike and you thought you had all your bearings and, you know, you had enough things and you're young enough and strong enough and you were going to go like somewhere in there, you're like, oh crap, I'm getting dehydrated. Oh God, you know, I'm getting blisters. Oh, like I can't walk another mile. Or the other thing that made me a little nervous about the Neptune thing was, and this is a heads up, no judgment, but for any of you thinking, oh, Memorial Day, family, good idea, right? If you have that friend or family member who's prone to drinking too much and then gets ugly, I would cut the party off about late Sunday afternoon because I feel like this Neptune thing. And then, like, remember, Neptune's addictions, libations, and when we know that there's a contentious aspect right on the horizon, like a sobriety checkpoint, or where we kind of know the stars are saying, yeah, this is when Uncle Joe like has one too many, and then he starts with Aunt Sally or whatever you love my name here, and then somebody brings up politics,
downhill quick.
It's a little early for the 4th of July, if you know what I'm saying. So I do want to point that out for you guys. Like that weekend, watch out. And it could also be, you know, and I'm not trying to get like, oh, my God, fear. But, you know, if we read of a rock slide or just things to do with being out at nature that people overestimate, which I feel like the Neptune thing that happens early in the day could blur people's clarity. And so it's, excuse me, when we know something's coming up later, we just kind of go, okay, let's not put ourselves in situations, be it, you know, something in nature or in a family or friendship or relationship thing. This is not the time to, like, get tanked and Because everyone's going to think they're right. So just, I said it. That's my little two cents. So we'll go to that and do the angel messages. And then there's some other funny Gemini things I want to point out to you guys that are coming up that are just so Gemini and some good financial news. So.
All right. Wow. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to share some angel messages, and those of you who are new to angels, you know, again, non-denominational beings of light who support everyone who feel guided to work with them. And today we have messages from Archangel Zadkiel, whose name means righteousness of God. And this angel's aura color is a really deep indigo blue. So think similar to the cobalt blue glass that was really popular in the 90s and it was kind of everywhere. That really beautiful deep blue will give you kind of like a good reference point for that aura color. And sometimes this color gets mistaken for Archangel Michael's aura color, which is a really beautiful dark bluish purple and sometimes shows this little bit of gold sparkles in it. So just it's more of the cobalt blue color. And this angel stone is lapis lazuli, and his energy is very calm, quiet, and supportive. So he supports us in two main areas, the first being forgiveness, and the second has to do with memory, thoughts, lots of information, sharing information. If you can kind of just think in that, get into your thinking space and just imagine all the synapses and neurons working when you're learning something new and it's just turning on all these light bulbs and you want to share the information, it kind of gives you a good insight into one of the main ways that he supports us. So he can support us in healing old pain from the past, so that you can move forward on your life purpose more easily and quickly. And he also supports people who are called into helping professions, such as counseling, therapy, advising, anything like that. And he also supports people in learning new information, understanding information, sharing information, as well as helping people to understand the information that you've learned. So again, very helpful for those of you who are called into any kind of helping field that uses talking, teaching, or any kind of communication. And we have a channeled message today as well as a small meditation. So the message that he gives us is, as you begin this new time in your life, it's important to be honest about how you're feeling and where you're at. Is this where you want to be? Is this how you want to feel and move through your world? If so, great. Continue to walk down the same pathway, asking for help as you need it. If there are things that you would like to change or heal, I can help you in clearing away some of the pain that you're holding on to. You see, building things on top of past pain or hurt doesn't work over long periods of time. What you've built begins to shift, and the past pain begins to come up again. Clearing it away allows for help in building a solid foundation in moving forward in your life. If you are not sure how to start or where to look for help, I can help to bring the right people into your life, as well as help you in releasing past pain and any old unforgiveness that you may or may not realize you've been holding on to. This will feel like a lightening of your load, allowing you to experience more fun, joy, lasting relationships, and more positive life experience overall. This will also help to support you in healing old ways of living that are not supportive. This action of clearing away the old will feel like removing sticky spider webs from you, allowing you to move and breathe freely, experiencing a healthier and happier life. So that's the message that we have for this cycle. And he also included a meditation, and it's not too long, so I'll go ahead and share it with you. And so the meditation says that as you begin, let's take some nice, long, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, and feel your body and your brain begin to relax, and allowing any tension you may be holding on to gently and easily begin to shift away, and noticing any thoughts, bliss, pressures or stressors leaving your mind and your body as you continue breathing. Good. And now feel, see, hear or know that a beautiful ribbon of indigo blue light is gently and loosely floating all around you, clearing away any unknown tension that could be holding space around you and within your aura. Beautiful. And you may feel your muscles twitching or releasing as this ribbon of light clears away any old debris as you continue breathing. And you can ask yourself, is there anything I'm holding on to consciously or unconsciously that could be keeping me from moving forward more easily? Allowing any thoughts, feelings, or messages to come to you as you breathe, and allowing yourself to easily and effortlessly understand what it is that you're being guided to heal at this time. Knowing you have the ability to heal and receive support if you feel guided. And if you would like to work with Archangel Zadkiel in this area, know all you need to do is ask. And as you continue breathing, you notice that you feel calm, quiet, clear, and comforted. And you can feel a palpable shift has occurred, and you know that you feel ready to move forward with the rest of your day. Good. And you can see, feel, hear, or know that that ribbon of light has finished its work. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and come back into your room. Beautiful. And that's what I have for the cycle.
Wow, that's so nice. And you guys, bookmark this page. You're going to want to go back and listen to that again. And that's beautiful, Chris. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Feel that. And I loved that color. I want that color to come back into vogue.
Right.
You know, we need to bring that back, right? I love that. Love that.
Me too.
Yeah. So very nice, guys. Well, you know, a couple on that note, and there is some positive. I mean, there. You know, again, things are what we make of them to a point, but it's always good. The astrology to me is like the weather, you know, and it helps you know, do I bring a raincoat, do I bring snow boots, or is it a flip-flop and hat, sun hat kind of day? We do have a nice streak at the end of May that I wanted to point out for you guys. So, and a lot of it's involving Uranus. And with Uranus, it's always the unexpected surprises. So how it's going to come in, we do not know. But one aspect is also involving powerful Pluto in productive Capricorn. So the fact that we have so many aspects that are going to hit and be involved with, you know, change-making Uranus and almighty Pluto is like, wow. That tells me it's a big week. And amongst them, we have Mars, again, because it's in a nice aspect to Uranus. Again, when I said that air and fire kind of working together, those two have a sextile on the 30th, pretty much when everybody gets back to work. On the 31st, we have Mercury trining Pluto. That's a nice Earth trine because Mercury will still be in Taurus. So I'm expecting either some good labor numbers or some kind of good financial news or something like that. On the first, we have Venus trining Saturn. So again, Saturn that was into it with Mars and having that fight a few days earlier is getting support from Venus while she's still in Aries. They're both fire working together, and Venus is another abundant energy. And then 2 days later, she has that nice sextile, a nice sextile with Uranus. So this is the third. So again, you see her in Aries, and that's what I was kind of pointing out while she's finishing up there. You know, again, this is an energy to help us with relationships, with abundance. She's just making these nice aspects in the fire energies. And so these are very positive. And the third happens to also be the day that the sun that is in Gemini, the air sign, is going to make the nice trine, the exact trine to Jupiter that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. So that's the, you know, like, okay, we're really on the same team and something positive coming through about then. And then it's technically the next few days after that when everything, you know, starts moving around again, you know, and we get, you know, the buildup to the full moon and those changes that I talked about where the planets move around. So we are just going to have a variety of energies in this cycle. And the other thing that I wanted to point out just real quickly is you're going to laugh because you're going to have days where it's going to change up seemingly quickly and you're like, I thought I was going this way, but, you know, the Gemini thing. So, for example, and I'm just going to leave one example here because we're winding it down, but on the new moon, and you guys know, if you listen to the show, I'm always like, oh, the new moon, it's quiet, calm, like set your intention, and we know it's going to be a little more lively this year because it's Gemini, which has a hard time turning off the chatterbox and being quiet. That's just not its thing. It's communication. But on that same day, watch out, we got Venus, it's all the angles, Venus, that same loving, nice energy, she's going to square Pluto, you know, and so it's like, oh, this is an Aries, you know, and Aries is that warrior energy, and so it's a weird place for her to be, and again, when it's making nice aspects, it can be like, motivation, you know, but when it's just, you know, it's square with Pluto, again, all those Pluto Uranus squares we went through 2012 to 2015, as we hit cardinal, you know, squares, guys, some of that stuff or another layer of that might end up being exposed or unpeeled or reverberation. Those of you who've lived in California or places with earthquakes know it's the earthquake is something to be experienced. I lived through Northridge, but it's the aftershock, you know, that can be just as unsettling. And I feel like, you know, some of these cardinal squares that will still, you know, hit up in subsequent years can have some of those. Now, I'm not necessarily predicting that around this new moon on the 25th of May, but I am pointing out that it's not just your smooth thing. It is the Gemini. On the other hand, you know, the twins, you know, kind of sometimes dualities and cross purposes. So just, you know, kind of know the cycle we're going into. We'll have a variety of sort of ever-changing, constantly changing energies because that's Gemini. But I do feel like it will not feel as difficult or as heavy as last year, and then everything just sort of brings us and prepares us to start the summer. So I think it's overall a positive outgoing one. So, and I think that first one so nicely was that, Kiel.
oh my God. And I want you to let everyone know how they can find you, and so really encourage people to watch your video and everything like that.
Thank you so much. You guys, just pop over to elizabethoracle.co and you can sign up for the free newsletter. You can watch the video and you can also get a reading. So it's whatever you're comfortable doing. And they should also know where to find you because you do those great meditations and healing sessions. So where they find you?
Thank you. You guys can find me at my website, ChristyMAyala.com, and you can see all the different kinds of things that you can do, reading, healing, like Elizabeth said, meditations, and we just thank you so much for connecting with us, and come over and visit us on our websites, and we are wishing you a wonderful cycle, and we will see you soon.